Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I hope you enjoyed Old Time Radio with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. So we're here with Jerry Peretzman and now Christina Liu. This is the Talk of the Town segment. But I just wanted to say what great guests we had today. Ron Fatula, he's an elder law attorney and a financial advisor, gave us some pretty good information about community Medicaid. I'm sure Christina's going to book him back again because time flew. And Dr. Gubernikoff, who was talking a lot about heart health and the difference between men and women and where kind of issues start. And it's very interesting.
Yeah, you know, they both were, I mean, they flew by. We were all sitting here, like, how did the first hour just blow by? But they were both really wonderful, and I think that they gave a lot of concrete tips and made it very clear because, you know, especially community Medicaid, there's a lot of questions regarding that. Ron is really wonderful at explaining that.
You know, it may have come pretty fast for our listeners, but remember, you can pick this up on your computer.
Yes, very good.
Anytime.
That's right.
Forever.
That's right. Forever. They are archived on the Project Independence website. You know, so if you literally, if you have access to a computer or you're at a library, you could just Google the Town of North Hempstead Project Independence, and you click on it, and it'll take you right to the radio show, and you'll have every show we've ever done.
So. Going back 500 years.
going back. Even pre this Talk of the Town segment, you know, yeah. It's really, but it's great because if you, like I said, if you missed it or if you heard it and wanted to, you know, what did Ron say about community Medicaid? You could check that out. So that's definitely a good thing to mention.
He had mentioned something when we were talking with him, Christina.
Yes.
I think you pulled it up.
A wonderful program. It's a free legal and financial planning conference that's through the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island chapter. And it's going to be on Saturday, March 25th from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And that's at the Plainview Holiday Inn in Plainview. But you need to register for this.
Oh, how do they register?
You register at 1-800-272-3900.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there any cost for that program?
It is totally free. No, it's a free, and it looks, I mean, I'm looking at the flyer now, and there's a lot of different lawyers involved and all different partnering agencies. So
sounds like there'll be a lot of good information, and it's they probably have a lot of openings if they're having it at the Hilton. I'm sure it's a pretty big room. So
yeah, it should be nice. So if you need any of this information, you can call 311, and I could give you all the necessary details.
Make sure
for that.
We have all those details.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so that was great, and then.
Yeah, so now we know. We know how to qualify for community Medicaid and how to be heart healthy. Right. I mean, I was a little bit panicked listening to things like, oh, if you got a pain here. I was like, oh,
I know. Christina actually called 911 four times while we were sitting here. And the responders were very nice.
But, you know, I think it is important to note that a lot of times, you know, you just push things out. Oh, like, it's not that. Yeah. And you don't really want to be bothered. But, you know, I think what he stressed is that, you know, you should, if you have a pain, just really call 911. It's
right.
Yeah, it's
especially
not,
that,
yeah.
You know, especially if it's in your chest.
You
don't
it's
diagnose
just not
yourself. Like we were saying, you know, all these first responders have never been angry when someone calls 911 because they think they're sick and they show up and you're not, and that they really prefer that visit.
No, and I think an important thing to take away, you know, which he really stressed on, is just this remaining active thing. And we talk about this all the time at Project Independence, how important it is. And I like, Beck, when you asked him, you know, is it too late to start exercising? And he was like, you know, it's just really not. And anything, you know, no one's saying you need to be lifting hundreds and hundreds of pound weights or something, but just any kind of activity is important. And it wasn't anything so crazy. I mean, he said it was like a half hour. You know, everyone could allot a half hour 5 to 6 times a week.
Yeah. And twice a week.
The big message for me was just don't sit in the chair all day.
No, that's the biggest, you know, thing against you for, you know, and not just with heart disease, but for a lot of different things, too. So it's just important. And, you know, we do have these wonderful programs in addition to our free exercise programs that we have all over the place. I mean, we have all these fall prevention things that are active.
Right.
Yes, we can. I mean, the nurses do these stepping on classes at all different centers, too. So there's really an opportunity to be active in all different elements.
Right.
So,
and with, you know, with the balancing classes, too, I mean, I think they talk a lot. More the balancing series, they talk a lot more about not just kind of exercising and fitness, but like maybe if how to, if you know you're falling, mm-hmm. how to fall, how to clear your house, make sure you don't have things mm-hmm. in the way at home, make sure your house is accessible, you don't have lamp cords or throw rugs.
The biggest killer, though, throw rugs, yes.
And, you know, if there, you know, any reason that you would stand on a chair in your house, take that reason away. You should never, especially if you live alone, Jerry, anyone who lives alone should never climb on a ladder.
And that's the big
ever.
And you know, I've taken advantage of the service that comes by.
The Help at Home program. One of Project Independence programs.
Change light bulbs, change batteries.
Good for you.
Yeah. Smoke detectors.
Right.
They're there. They're great people. I've had a couple of groups come over. And it's just nice having them in the house.
Yeah. You know, that's wonderful to mention, too, because the Help at Home program is just really, it's one of my favorite programs we have. We've had them on, you know, the radio, too, because it's the Rehabilitation Institute, and there it's a training program for individuals with disabilities to get into the workforce.
Yeah, everyone so
it's,
gains
but it's a free,
from it.
Yeah, and really it's a free does, program. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, it's these little things that we take for granted, you know, but really make a difference because it prevents you from stepping on some crazy ladder, trying to maneuver. I mean, I know my own self trying to maneuver putting batteries in a smoke alarm probably won't end well, you know, for anyone. But
you're still young.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, here's a service that is free program that Project Independence offers. And
and it's on the job training for people.
Absolutely.
With,
right.
Know,
it's a win-win on both. And that's what
I
love.
And the young
about
people
it.
Come out really nice. I mean, that was.
No, and there's a supervisor that comes with them, too. Right. So it's a really a wonderful program. And I've actually seen, because I monitor that program, I've seen all these requests recently for battery changing. So
right.
It's definitely
well, that's good. That's really good because that's for like smoke alarms and
it's
those
been for a lot of and light bulbs and batteries and gutter cleaning is still right up there with one of the number one requests.
Very important to make sure your smoke alarms work, your fire alarms, your burglar alarms. That there you change the batteries. I think they say they recommend you change it during. Spring fall back and spring forward.
Right.
And this way you know that every 6 months
you start
you've
fresh
got a new
all
battery.
Around.
Right. And I heard the other day on the news they did a report that in addition to changing the batteries and maybe, you know, I don't know if the Rehabilitation Institute does it, is they should be dusted. Because sometimes dust does collect on these. And
they do a light cleaning, so they would be able to do that. Right. That makes sense.
Quick
wow.
enough. So it's really good to make sure that wherever dust collects, you're getting rid of the dust on your smoke.
Yeah, and I just also want to mention, too, you know, another service that's wonderful that they provide is moving heavy objects thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot. And it's interesting because it is very seasonal. You'll see, you know, in the summer, putting in the AC. And then they'll remove your AC, you know, which is
window
a huge,
air conditioner.
Right, which
kind
is,
of a thing,
is really
right.
a huge thing. You know, they'll take out your Christmas tree, you know.
Right.
So it's like these wonderful things that you might not realize they offer. So this is why we always say call 311.
So you could call 311 if you think that even if it's like a little job, just give us a call and you never
know. And you know, what's wonderful is we have, you know, Rebuilding Together Long Island that does more intensive, you know, they'll put a ramp or, you know, fix an item. So what's great if it's out of the scope of Help at Home, a lot of times they're able to pass it to Rebuilding Together Long Island. Which
and now
is,
there's a cost for just the supplies for that.
For
how
rebuilding?
Does that work?
No, well, it's part of our, that's what we contract with them. So there is, there's no cost for
There's no cost
for
either.
For Help at Home, there might be, obviously, a light bulb.
You need batteries or light bulbs.
Right.
They're
you
not going
to pay for the supplies.
And that's for Help at Home. But for Rebuilding Together, that's all included.
That's all included.
Yeah. Absolutely. So these are wonderful programs that we have to offer, and we, you know, they're here for you to use. So we obviously encourage people to certainly call 311 and, you know, ask your social worker what's around. So
we have some good programs.
It is. It's all really wonderful things, and that's what it's
good
a pleasure to be in North Hempstead.
They're great.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, Jerry. I like that.
Good stuff.
In addition to Project Independence, though, the town recently kicked off, Rebecca, I know you were there last week, for Black History Month for February, this month-long art exhibit that's at the Yes We Can Community Center.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about
it? Yeah, I mean, it was great. We actually last week had on Josetta Pierce, who's the executive director for the African American Museum of Art.
Nassau County.
Nassau mm-hmm. County Museum. And she talked a lot about the exhibits that were going to be there and kind of also herself. So we did have the kickoff, and that was on February 10th. And
there was a good turnout, no matter. It was cold. And,
it was the coldest turnout. We were a little nervous.
But people showed up, though, which was wonderful.
It was wonderful. I mean, we had a wonderful turnout. We had, a lot of the council people came, and everyone was talking and the importance of, it's art, it's education.
And there was jazz music I saw going on in the background,
like
jazz
players. North Hempstead jazz band, and they're, oh my gosh,
wonderful.
They are
really phenomenal.
So
I saw videos of them.
Fantastic, and they were great.
Yeah.
And then we also had the North Hempstead dance troupe from the Yes We Can Community Center, and they were adorable. They were really good. So it was really a great program. We had the granddaughter of the cartoonist
yes.
who created the cartoon Luther.
Oh.
And so that was great, and she
and she's
spoke,
a cartoonist herself.
Yes, she is a cartoonist, and she had her work out on display, and it will be there, I think, through the end of February, and that's going to culminate with, I think, Josetta's coming back.
Yes, she'll be doing a Project Independence program for PI members at Yes We Can to actually give them a little tour, because the exhibit includes the women in NASA. And the African genius, all these mathematical things. And there's a lot of, I think, jewelry on display as well, and different things.
Games.
At the museum. Right.
Games.
It's really, and she is phenomenal. If anyone heard her last week, I mean, she is just, you can listen
terrific.
To her for hours. She knows everything about everything. So it's definitely worth checking out. And Yes We Can is a beautiful facility in general.
It
so
really
I think
is.
It's just worth checking out for that in itself. And I just think this is a great thing that North Hempstead.
It was a great turnout. The supervisor was there. I mean, it went pretty late too. I mean, we were going until 9 o'clock,
yeah.
And everyone stayed. No one left. Usually, the events people start leaving.
Yeah. Mm.
No one left, including the supervisor, the council mm-hmm. people. A lot of the residents, all the presenters. And we did have some good food, too, so people did hang around.
Well, that's wonderful. And another thing that's very exciting, we also had on Town Clerk Wayne Wink. Was that last week?
That was last week.
No, we had a lot. This is all coming together.
It's been quite a couple of weeks.
But he was promoting the 24th Annual Women's Roll of Honor that's been going on, which is just crazy. It's been since 1994, which is just absolutely amazing. But it's really to celebrate women who have had significant achievement through either public or private efforts or have volunteered as well. So you have until February 21st to submit a nomination for this. You can either call 311 to get the form or go to the town website. And the actual event itself is on Wednesday, March 29th at Harbor Links from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And one of the things he talked about, which was fun because, of course, last week was or this week, rather, was Valentine's
yes.
Day. And the town does every year a renewal of vows for people who are married 50
yep.
years or more. Mm. So that's always a pretty good
yes, yeah, and that was a wonderful event I heard too. The supervisor was everyone was just and there was a champagne toast. It was
a very nice
fancy event.
50 years.
Yeah. Well, cheers to them. That's more than a champagne toast, it might need a bottle of champagne. We're not sure.
More than a champagne toast. So we've got a lot of things coming up. I guess in our next segment, we've got 30 seconds left before we take a quick break. And then we could talk about some of the happenings in the town.
That's right. There's tons going on.
There's so much going on. We never have enough time on this show.
Right.
But Jerry will be back in a few minutes. This is Project Independence in You at WCWP.org.